This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, let's get into this conversation about access to tertiary education in contemporary society with Lesego Mahlodi, student from Tembisa, studying engineering mechatronics at the University of Cape Town. And she joins us now on the line. Lesego, good evening. Thanks for your time.
Good evening, Lesego. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Lovely. So, first of all, great achievement studying engineering mechatronics. But for those who don't understand what that is, just share with us what that course is all about and what it entails.
Okay, thank you so much for the congratulations. So mechatronics is basically an interdisciplinary branch of engineering that integrates mechanical, electrical, and software engineering. So in layman terms, like, it's all about robotics, artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, all fourth revolution stuff. So yeah.
All right, sounds exciting. You enjoying it?
I am. Honestly, it's very exciting, but at the same time, very challenging.
Yeah.
It's hectic.
Now, of course, this year marks 48 years of the June 16 uprising in 1976. For you as a young person, what does Youth Day mean to you?
I think for me, Youth Day is a time of reflection, in terms of all of the people who have sacrificed their lives, who were involved in the struggle, to make education accessible to us as, Black people, to better the standard of education. So it's a time of reflection for me, and also to look at the amount of progress that we have made in that regard, but also some of the struggles that we still continue to face currently and what measures we are taking to actually, better the situation for ourselves as students moving forward.
Yeah, and I then wonder, what are some of the, when we look at this particular topic of tertiary education, what is the issues of access that you have maybe faced or come across?
Well, for me, like most young Black South Africans, I was raised by a single parent who, unfortunately, when I was in grade 11, lost her job. And so I always knew that, I had to seek external funding if ever I wanted to further my studies. And coming from an impoverished background like Tembisa, education is always like, the one tool that I can actually use to better my life and those around me. So, knowing that I have to get external funding, my mom cannot afford to take me to tertiary, then the access to education, I always knew that is actually going to be a struggle for me.
So you say you always knew that it was going to be a struggle for you?
Yes, because like I said, that I knew that I actually had to seek external funding since my mom cannot afford to take me to varsity. So, of course, that means that I had to rely on companies like that, the one that is currently funding Ituba to fund my tertiary education.
So then, with knowing that, how did it change your mindset about how hard you may need to work?
Of course, it gave me a reality check that, you have to work hard to obtain the required results that would, of course, impress an external funder to, invest in, to take me to tertiary education. So I always had my mind on that, and hence I put in a lot of effort when I was in high school to ensure that I get the good results so that I can actually obtain a bursary.
So, with the work that you're doing and how you have realized the different, challenges that you may face, and maybe let's just maybe then ask you this about, when you are in conversation with other people at UCT and those who also may come from the same background as you, What are the difficulties that they are facing in and that they may have faced in accessing tertiary education or even in conversations with people back home in Tembisa?
Well, so most of us, of course, we are relying on, you know, external funders like corporate companies like Ituba, like I mentioned, to fund our studies, because without that, then we wouldn't have access to education. You know, a lot of students are also funded, obviously, by the government through NSFAS. However, it's very, like, unreliable, because even here at DCT, a lot of students, you know, get accepted by NSFAS. However, their funds, their fees are not paid for, you know, their rest is not paid for. So those are some of the challenges that we often face. So a lot of students obviously opt then to have corporate funding because in that way it's more reliable and more secure. So that are some of the struggles that I would say we are facing.
And so, you know, when we look at things like the education system in the country, right? What did you face any challenges going from high school into tertiary? And what do you think could possibly be strengthened in the basic education sector, that is, in order for you to make your way to higher, to tertiary education and be smooth, for it to be some kind of a smooth sailing, if that's even the right word to use?
I honestly feel as though the basic education sector needs to, you know, better the quality of education, because I feel as though one of the challenges that we face transitioning from high school to varsity is basically the knowledge gap. A lot of students, when we are in high school, we are misinformed about the careers that we actually like apply for in varsity. So a lot of students go into careers and then at the end of the day they drop out because they realize that, well, you know, this might not actually be, you know, what I thought it was. So I think that is one of the challenge, one of the things that they can fix, in that, you know, making sure that high school students are more informed about these careers, having tertiary institutions visit different high schools and like informing the students about the careers that are available and the workload that's going to be required from the students. Secondly, I think what can be changed is, like I said, upgrading the quality of education. So luckily, I went to Rosefield Technical High School, which during my years was actually changed to a school of specialization by the Gauteng Department of Education. So we became an aviation school of specialization. So students who are currently in Rosefield are taught about aviation. They're taught about airplanes. They're taught about how to maintain airplanes, how to fix them, etc. So in that way, it makes it very easy for a student who's interested in pursuing a career in aviation to actually go into the industry, because they've been well exposed to it from a high school level.
And, you know, I suppose that is very good, right? When you get exposed to certain things from a high school level, so that when you go into tertiary, it's not, you know, too difficult for you. Mm-hmm. You've got some kind of exposure. But then when it comes to things like, you know, violence and safety concerns, not just in basic education or in high school, but also in tertiary, how's that going for you?
I would say Cape Town is pretty safe. I haven't encountered like a lot of like any violent situations. So I think the institution like does a very good job in ensuring that there's campus protection services all around our residences, even on the campuses themselves. So I think we are pretty good when it comes to that.
And so what solutions do you think we can come up with, you know, as a young person, and we're hearing a lot about, you know, young people being put into, you know, parliament and being elected into that space. What ideas do you, what solutions can there be to ensure that young people are able to access the education that they need?
I think, firstly, I am very proud of the level of engagement that young people are now showing when it comes to politics, because a couple of years ago, like, the youth was not showing any, like, not a lot of interest anymore. But now, like having youth being involved in, for example, the elections, there was a great number of youth, or like myself, who went out there to actually vote and have our say when it comes to politics in the country. But also being involved in parliament, like you're saying, where we can actually voice our opinions and talk about some and come together as the youth as well and share ideas as to how we can also, you know, influence some of the problems that we are facing in this country so that we can move the country forward. So I think just like having more open discussions as the youth about some of the issues that we face, come together and discuss these issues, and actually having representatives in political spaces like parliament that can actually voice our opinions, I think that will be a great step, you know, moving forward.
And is that something, I mean, the way that you speak, is it something that you would be interested in?
I am not really sure when it comes to the political side of things, but definitely when it comes to, you know, like improving the innovation and technology in our country. For example, I am one person very interested in the aerospace industry. You know, there are currently a lot of projects and initiatives to further explore space and to make humanity a multi-planetary species. However, Africa is not really riding on that bandwagon right now. So I think having young people like myself moving into that space and ensuring that Africa participates, you know, in such projects and initiatives, I think that will drive, you know, raise a lot of employment opportunities and also drive the continent forward as well. So when it comes to maybe the engineering side of things, I think I'm more than willing to do that. That's something I aspire to do.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you've got a plan and a passion indeed. And we look forward to seeing you in the engineering space and perhaps speaking to you when you become, what should we say, Dr. Mahlodi?
Yes, do that.
Amazing, Lesego. All the best in your studies. And thank you so much for the chat this evening.
Thank you so much, Lesego. Enjoy your evening further.
Thank you. Have a lovely evening too. Lesego Mahlodi there, speaking to us about access to education, but really, you know, what she struggled with and also just about the plans that she has for herself. Student from Tembisa, studying engineering mechatronics at the University of Cape Town.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.